ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Among the most powerful hurricanes ever recorded, bearing down on Florida, while recovery from the last horrible hurricane still going on in a number of places, including Florida. A lot of these people in Florida bugged out a week ago. Came back, unloaded a little bit, they're loading them back up and leaving again. It's quite the
life. And in addition to the usual threat of howling winds and the damage they do, we'll go to the storm surge briefly, which is going to drown large segments of the Tampa area, probably, at least temporarily. And then all the debris from Hurricane Helene, which has been piled up, if indeed those winds are 135 miles per hour or anything like that, there are going to be projectiles screaming through the air like artillery fire all over coastal Florida.
We've got a little bit of Elon on Tucker that got released yesterday. We'll play for you later. I watched about half the thing. It's like an hour and a half long. Freaking fascinating. Elon is an interesting guy. And he does not... You know how politicians run everything through a filter of, will this help me or hurt me or how, you know, he does no calculations on things, he says, apparently. It would seem that he does no calculation on whether this is good for me, bad for me, controversial sort of thing, you should say. He just talks.
Right. Right.
Amazing.
To a fault. Yeah. Anyway, so you may have heard something about this controversy. CBS News interviewed a fellow by the name of Ta-Nehisi Coates the other day, quoting the great Coleman Hughes, who happens to be a black man, a brilliant mind. He says, Ta-Nehisi Coates is one of those journalists treated by the left of center establishment more like a prophet than a writer.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few accolades he hasn't been granted. He goes through the list. Then he mentions a couple of the books. Between the World and Me won the 2015 National Book Award. The Case for Reparations in the Atlantic became so influential that it almost single-handedly made reparations for slavery an issue in the 2020 election. Since then, Coates has focused mainly on fiction and comic books, most notably Black Panther, which he wrote. And he's out with a new book entitled, The Message. There it is. It's one of those titles that's not easy to remember. Well, The Vision? The Mission? The Message. Right. And Hughes writes, things go awry from the start, and says stuff like, here's the crucial test. If you read nothing about a subject other than this author's work, how informed would you be? To what degree would you understand the big picture? On that metric, Coates fails spectacularly, because Coates is not a journalist so much as a composer, one who uses words not to convey the truth, much less to point a constructive path forward, but to create a mood, the same way that a film scorer uses notes. He is, in other words, a fairly radical editorialist.
He's a big white supremacy is the root of everything that's wrong in the United States guy.
Yeah, absolutely. A systemic racist prophet. Racism prophet. He's also a racist. But he's been the absolute toast of left for a very long time. So that's what you need to know going in. So his new book, The Whatever, is out. And he went to do an interview on CBS Mornings, where he and several of the staff expected him, of course, to be revered as the great Black Hope, and the great wise man who guilt-ridden whites must bow down to and listen to and obey, in the usual manner. But Tony DiCoppola, who works for CBS News and works on CBS Mornings, his ex-wife and children live in Israel. And I don't know much more about him than that, but as this book is an utterly one-sided, anti-Semitic denial of Israel's right to exist and defend itself, DeCoppel was not having it. And we'll play you some clips of how the interview went, but the bottom line is, there's now this enormous controversy at CBS. The woke, the young, the left, in the CBS News division are really angry at DeCoppel. They're calling out his journalistic ethics. There have been behind-the-scenes meetings. We're getting some, we actually got some audio from the behind-the-scenes meeting just moments ago, and we're working on editing it. But so there's a huge controversy. And just, it's hilarious. The argument from the people offended by DeCoppel's grilling of Ta-Nehisi Coates is, he showed bias. We can't have bias at CBS News. That would be terrible. And, like, anybody to the right of Joe Manchin's like, are you serious, CBS?
Do you
are kidding.
Do you watch Face the Nation?
Do you watch 60 Minutes? Did you watch the CBS women moderate the debate? That was only, like, what, a week and a half ago or whatever? Are you serious with this ass? Anyway, so that is the situation in brief. A little more on that, but let's listen to some of it. Michael, we'll start with clip 90 and go from there. This one's a fairly substantial hunk of audio from CBS Mornings. Hit it.
Ta-Nehisi, I want to dive into the Israel-Palestine section of the book. It's the largest section of the book. Mm. And I have to say, when I read the book, I imagine if I took your name out of it, took away the awards and the acclaim, took the cover off the book, the publishing house goes away, the content of that section would not be out of place in the backpack of an extremist.
Mm.
And so then I found myself wondering, why does Ta-Nehisi Coates, who I've known for a long time, read his work for a long time, very talented, smart guy, leave out so much? Mm. Why leave out that Israel is surrounded by countries that want to eliminate it? Why leave out that Israel deals with terror groups that want to eliminate it?
Mm.
Why not detail anything of the first and the second intifada, the cafe bombings, the bus bombings, the little kids blown to bits? And is it because you just don't believe that Israel in any condition has a right to exist?
Well, I would say the perspective that you just outlined, there is no shortage of that perspective in American media. That's the first thing I would say.
Where?
I am most concerned always with those who don't have a voice, with those who don't have the ability to talk. I have asked repeatedly in my interviews whether there is a single network, mainstream organization in America with a Palestinian American bureau chief or correspondent who actually has a voice to articulate their part of the world. I've been a reporter for 20 years. The reporters of those who believe more sympathetically about Israel and its right to exist don't have a problem getting their voice out. But what I saw in Palestine, what I saw on the West Bank, what I saw in Haifa in Israel, what I saw in the South Hebron Hills, those were the stories that I have not heard. And those were the stories that I was most occupied with. I wrote a 260-page book. It is not a treatise on the entirety of the conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
That's a pretty aggressive question from the CBS anchor.
Couple of thoughts.
Not inappropriate, but it was definitely, you know, going at him.
Number one, Mr. Coates is a brilliant man. I think he's wrong about a lot. I think his neo-Marxist victim oppressor, you know, colonial settler worldview is obnoxious and is intended to get rid of Western civilization, usher in Marxism. Having said that, he's an extremely bright guy and more than capable of defending himself. And that exchange sounded to me like what journalism ought to be.
That was great. Yeah, I would agree.
DeCoppel asked some really tough questions. The author responded intelligently. I disagree with his conclusions, but that was a perfectly reasonable response. And everybody heard some really good ideas batted back and forth. But because and that's the thing. I don't mind Mr. Coates expressing his opinion. I love it. First Amendment fan over here. I don't want him worshipped as a prophet who can never be questioned. He was questioned fairly aggressively. He responded intelligently and aggressively, and we all learned something. And the idea that that exchange, and there's a little more to it, and I'm enjoying it, Jack, if you are, we can play some more.
That was interesting.
The idea that that exchange would so roil the CBS newsroom that there's a civil war going on now, how dare he be so biased? Holy cats, you people have lost your damn minds. Next clip, Michael.
But if you were to read this book, you would be left wondering, why does any of Israel exist? What a horrific place, committing horrific acts on a daily basis. So I think the question is central and key. If Israel has a right to exist, and if your answer is no, then I guess the question becomes, why do the Palestinians have a right to exist? Why do 20 different Muslim countries have a right to exist?
My answer is that no country in this world establishes its ability to exist through rights. Countries establish their ability to exist through force, as America did. And so I think this question of right to Israel does exist. It's a fact. The question of its right is not a question that I would be faced with any other country.
That's an interesting idea. I was actually taken in a podcast with a similar conversation yesterday, because that is the history of the world. You can either hang on to what you got or you can't.
Yeah.
Talking about the world order currently and everything like that. And, but it's interesting. He's practically making the argument for a while. Yeah. Israel, they believe they're on the right side and they got the power to do it. So, they're going to do it.
Right. And he's just arguing they're being bad guys while they do it, which, again, that's a perfectly fine response. I disagree with him on his conclusion, but you heard one opinion, you heard the other opinion expressed intelligently.
It is shocking to hear that sort of thing on the CBS Early Show.
I know.
Wow. If you go back and watch YouTube videos from back in the day, you know, your old-timey Crossfire, or you watch some old Dick Cavett or things like that, that's mm-hmm. what conversations used to be like all the time on talk shows. Like really high-level, really get into it, both sides conversations. That never happens anymore. Shocking.
And when it does, it's so shocking. There's a civil war at CBS. Next clip, Michael.
But you write a book that delegitimizes the pillars of Israel. It seems like an effort to topple the whole building of it. So I come back to the question, and it's what I struggle with throughout this book. What is it that so particularly offends you about the existence of a Jewish state that is a Jewish safe place and not any of the other states out there?
There's nothing that offends me about a Jewish state. I am offended by the idea of states built on ethnocracy, no matter where they are.
Muslim included.
I would not want a state where any group of people laid down their citizenship rights based on ethnicity.
I would have loved to hear more about including Muslim countries, because they exist all over the place and have run all the Christians and Jews and atheists out. And nobody seems to have any criticism for them, including Coates. I want to squeeze in one more, because this is an important point. 94, Michael.
Why is there no agency in this book for the Palestinians? They exist in your narrative merely as victims of the Israelis, as though they were not offered peace at any juncture, as though they don't have a stake in this as well. What is their role in the lack of a
Palestinian? I have a very, 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 very moral compass about this. And again, perhaps it's because of my ancestry. Either apartheid is right or it's wrong. It's really, really simple. Either what I saw was right or it's wrong. I am, for instance, against the death penalty. What the person did to get the death penalty, it really doesn't matter to me. I don't care if they were selling a nickel bag of marijuana or if they were a serial killer. I am against the death penalty. Mm. I am against a state that discriminates against people on the basis of ethnicity. I'm against that. There is nothing the Palestinians could do that would make that okay for me. My book is not based on the hyper-morality of the Palestinian people.
On the intellectual right, you will hear people say, the modern definition of anti-Semitism is you hold Jews to a different standard than you hold everybody else. There are 20 different Muslim countries, maybe 50, I don't know, I haven't counted them lately, who are precisely what Coates is describing, but he does not have a syllable of criticism for them, just the Jews.
Man, I wish there were conversations like that on TV all the time.
No, you're wrong. That was an outrage, and it should be ended immediately.
That's fantastic. We got more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Feeling secure in your own home shouldn't be a luxury. It should be a given.
And that's why SimpliSafe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families.
Right now, you can save big on your award-winning SimpliSafe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today.
With exclusive Live Guard technology, SimpliSafe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm and even speak to intruders in your home, warning them that the police are on the way.
With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in.
That's why SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report.
Join countless listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Just visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera.
That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. 50% off with a free indoor security camera. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Did you know every 3 seconds someone is a victim of identity theft? LifeLock wants to give you helpful tips to protect your identity this Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Adding multi-factor authentication, like a text with a security code, is one way to boost your security. But for comprehensive protection, trust LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal info and steps in to resolve issues that arise, guaranteed or your money back. Protect yourself with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
this is Carl Bott. Join us Thursday, October 10th, as we welcome Mark Mazzano, Redding City Councilman running for election for the two-year seat. And we'll find out what Mark wants to accomplish in the next 2 years if he's elected. Also joining us is Simpson University with the latest on what's happening out at Redding's hometown university. All of this Thursday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
I honestly didn't know that Bob Woodward was still alive until you just asked me that question. That's what little I know about Bob Woodward is that he is. I'm going to use a word here. He is a hack. The guy's a hack.
And Bob Woodward is definitely not a hack. But
come on, JD.
That's JD Vance talking about the new Bob Woodward book and a bunch of negative things about Trump have leaked out. The book is probably full of plenty of negative things about Biden, but those won't be the blurbs. But anyway, we'll talk about more about that later.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I know what he's doing. I get it. I just, it's unpalatable. Speaking of unpalatable, just when you thought everyone had already jumped in with their opinion to the current election, here come the porn stars. 17 pornographic film actors.
Actors.
Let's pause and appreciate that phrase.
I'm playing the role of a gentleman with an erection.
Tell me more about how you developed this character.
Well, I walked in the room and she was hot and I got an erection. That's how I developed my character.
What's your motivation in this scene?
Orgasm is my motivation. My main motivation is an orgasm.
Well, there you go. You know what? I appreciate your clarity.
You sound like a star.
Incited erection.
Your
insurrection.
As Joe always says, where are the porn role players? They're all stars.
Allegedly. Where are the character actors? So, 17 pornographic film actors announced the other day that they had launched a $100,000 ad campaign on porn sites that the guy from North Carolina will probably comment on, right? The
right.
Gubernatorial candidate?
He'll get into the comment section and argue about slavery.
Oh boy, where were we? The ad campaign on porn sites warning that Project 2025, the Heritage Foundation blueprint, blah, 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 that's been a centerpiece of some Democratic campaigns, wants to ban pornography and imprison people who produce it. All right. I'm sorry, I should read you this. The architects of the Hands Off My Porn campaign are nothing if not aware of the polling, no pun intended. Veep Kamala Harris losing to Trump among men, but younger men might be winnable, and porn websites are among the most heavily trafficked on the internet.
They are.
Porn stars for Kamala, how perfect is that?
Stop fornicating in unrealistic fashion on video for long enough to pick up a book or a newspaper or something. Project 2025 is a think tank set of ideas. Or better yet, you know, go back to fornicating in unrealistic fashion for videotape and leave the rest of us to the election, okay?
If I'm a porn star, I want to make my mark. I'm going to chew up a lot of scenery. I mean, there's going to be histrionics. All kinds of crazy stuff.
To paraphrase the slogan of years past, shut up and screw.
Oh, right? Wow.
Huh?
Ah, jeez.
Armstrong and Getty.
Now, the big wireless companies want to limit you to two choices when it comes to data, unlimited or unlimited. And guess what? Both are stupidly expensive. Now, stop overpaying for data that you're never, ever going to use. That's like paying for a pot of coffee when all you need is a cup, or filling your entire truck bed full of gas when you only need a tank. Now, with Pure Talk, my cell phone company, you get to choose how much data that you actually want and need. And for example, for $25 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, 5 gigs of data, which is more than enough, and they'll include mobile hotspot and roaming in 50-plus countries. Stop overpaying for wireless. Get America's best 5G coverage with Pure Talk. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. The switch is simple, fast, and easy. No contract to sign, no activation fee, and you keep your phone and your phone number. #250. Keyword, save now. The same service for much less.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply, and we're excited to celebrate our fifth anniversary with you. October 4th through the 13th is your chance to save big on products like 2.5-gallon Ranger Pro for only $59 a jug, low mulch mix for only $36 a yard, or pavers for your new walkway or patio start at $3.99 a square foot. It's that time of year to prevent the weeds before they start with 50-pound bags of Dimension pre-emergent covering over 10,000 square feet and on sale for only $33.99 a bag. Considering a water feature, we have pond liner pumps and all the accessories to make your water feature come to life. Needing to prep the driveway before the winter rains? Road base starts at $34 a yard. Maybe you're planning a winter garden this year. Our popular Garden Power Soil will be on sale for only $51.99 a yard. So come celebrate and save with us at Lauchs Landscape Supply October 4th through the 13th at the intersection of Durst, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out online at lauchslandscape.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. For all your construction, landscape supplies, and rental needs, Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
If
the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
If he loses, man, what?
If he loses, I'm
It does seem that way. You can't just be like, just be like, yo, I.
Yeah, I'm like, how long do you think my prison sentence is going to be? Do you think? Will I see my children? I don't know.
Because it's not like you can say, well, yeah, I maxed out to him, but, you know, I get.
No plausible deniability.
That was a very odd podcast from Elon Musk with Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson's latest is like an hour and a half long or something like that, and they cover a gazillion different topics. But that's the way it started, with Elon Musk saying, oh, if Trump loses, I'm effed. I'm absolutely effed. I've been bashing Harris the entire time. I'm effed. She's going to go after me.
I have no plausible deniability.
And he may actually be. I mean, I'm sure.
Well, relatively speaking.
it'll make his life more difficult.
Yes.
They will come after him hard, which they might have done anyway. Who knows? But that's just funny that he's so, one, that he's so all in on Trump, both rhetorically and financially.
Mm-hmm.
And two, just to say out loud, oh, if Trump loses, I'm effed. I'm absolutely effed.
And to some extent he is, I suppose, although I'm picturing during the the Harris-Walz administration. I gotta take a knee for a second. I mean, because it could happen. Anyway, during the Harris-Walz administration, I could see Elon being an incredibly articulate and powerful critic. And, yeah, it would make his life more difficult, but I think he could be a real voice. Because, I mean, we have a voice, but I was just thinking, I would love to be able to, we were talking about this earlier, if you're just tuning in, the astoundingly idiotic controversy at CBS News, because one of their journalists actually asked tough questions of a liberal saint, Ta-Nehisi Coates, and it was good journalism. Coates had great answers. It was fine. But now the newsroom is roiled with anger that somebody dared challenge the great saint of anti-racism. Anyway, I would love to tell CBS, hey, CBS, how to hear among normal people? That was great. That was finally journalism. That's one of your finest moments right there. Don't shy away from it. Double down with it. But it occurred to me as I'm thinking about this, they don't care what I think. I mean, we have a pretty good voice, but, I mean, up in your upper echelons of American power, you practically have to be Elon Musk to be heard, so he could be a hell of a dissenter.
Well, speaking of Elon Musk, in a lot of the ways I think he believes he'd be effed if Trump loses, is going after his media platform. And speaking of media platforms, because this is kind of in the same vein, dig this.
TikTok facing allegations that it's as addictive and dangerous as cigarettes. 13 states in the District of Columbia are taking TikTok to court, alleging the dopamine-inducing algorithm hooks young users into endless scrolling, causing anxiety, depression, and body dysmorphia. The lawsuit also alleges the app at times promotes harmful and deadly behavior, from subway surfing to stealing cars, alleging further that the app's beauty filters create unreal standards and that around-the-clock notifications lead to sleep loss. TikTok blasted the claims as inaccurate and misleading, adding that the lawsuits are disappointing after they tried to work with the states for over 2 years.
I hate TikTok and its very existence, but every single example they gave there was crap. of reasons to go after TikTok. Dopamine hits that get you addicted, okay, that applies to every freaking thing that exists for profit right now. Everything.
Or for fun.
Or for fun.
Disco. You know how I love disco. It's because it gives me the dopamine hit when I get on the floor and dance.
Good point. I mean, just practically everything. And it causes endless scrolling. Yeah. So that's what the New York Times is trying to do. It's what everybody's trying to do. Causes kids to have unrealistic expectations of beauty. Okay, so I guess we're going to shut down every magazine, TV show, movie, music video, you name it.
Live shows as well. yeah, that was... TikTok is evil. It is an evil worm sent by the Chinese communists, but that lawsuit was a joke.
Or causes kids to do dangerous things like subway surfing. Okay, there's another dumb thing. So... any dumb suggestion to a kid that they take up is on you. All right. I hate TikTok, but none of those angles are going to work.
This is such an interesting situation we're in, where our great geopolitical rival is our bedmate, economically speaking, and controls one of the most important media mediums in America. And it's worth reminding us all, including myself, the enormity of TikTok's influence. I'm looking at this. The Wall Street Journal had an interesting piece about how TikTokers are commanding huge audiences for news consumption. Move over, Lester Holt, it says. They're taking on big media and changing how America gets political news. And they profile a few of the folks who are doing this. And they're all very young. They have three videos going at the top of the article. And the oldest dude looks like he could be 25.
You know, I remember...
And these people have millions and millions of followers, dwarfing the New York Times, dwarfing CBS News, dwarfing practically everything.
This stuck in my head for some reason. Remember our old boss, Ken Cole, who hired us originally? He was talking about how he'd like to start a young people's news network. Actually, I think he was talking about it at the time. Geez, he'd have been ahead of his time. But anyway, he said, I would have nobody allowed in the newsroom over the age of 25. And it just stuck in my head.
That's funny. I'd forgotten that. That was brilliant.
That idea, because it's true. You don't, and once you get past 25 or whatever age, you don't want it to be true. But it is true. People 25 and under look at the world differently than I do, and I can't relate to them. I want to pretend I can. I want to try to, but I can't. I just can't. They have a different everything framework of the way the world looks.
Well, right. And also they have that that prejudice of the young, that only people of their ilk really know what's going on, and they don't want to hear from the older folks, partly because it's a young person's relationship with their parents. It's the leaving the nest thing. So, yeah, and it's funny because I read the first couple of paragraphs of this and thought, wow, we really need to get on TikTok, even though it's evil. But then I realized, no, the old guy appears to be 25, and that's fundamental to the appeal. But the numbers are astounding. Among the 200 politically focused TikTok accounts with the most viral posts, those with 25,000 or more views, one-fifth were news influencers. The accounts posted nearly 3,000 viral videos, generating more than 700 million views in a packed news cycle that included the first presidential debate, first assassination attempt, etc.
I have no frame of reference on the news bias of TikTok other than what was reported after October 7th. On how it was overwhelmingly pro-Palestinian as opposed to pro-Israel.
Right.
And was that being generated by China or whoever?
Well, yeah, but the thing is, it's not generated so much as it's filtered, I think. It's like a record company where you have 1,000 bands you're listening to and are making their music, but then the Chinese communists are the record company, and they suppress this one and elevate that one and that one and that one.
Right.
And it's the fact that we allow this, I understand the difficulty First Amendment wise with dealing with this, but it's a unique situation in human history. Trojan horse, nothing. TikTok is like a Trojan, I don't know, Mount Everest.
Well, and it's not a secret. So you knock on the door and say, hey, we've got this giant horse we're going to push in full of warriors. I mean, absolutely chock full of warriors. We're going to push it in here, and then tonight they're going to come out and kill y'all. So enjoy.
And we as adults say, what? No. But the kids say, we love giant horses. So the adults say, well, I guess we'll let in the giant horse because the kids are really enjoying it. And our throats get slit. Well. I've said this before, and I please don't hate me for this. There are times my favorite sports teams are just so bad. I think, you know, you're going to lose, and you deserve to lose. I'm not going to get upset about it. You're terrible at your jobs.
Well, it's easy.
You know, sometimes I feel like my beloved Republic is that.
Yeah, it's easy to do that with your favorite basketball team. Not so easy to do it with the country your kids are going to grow up in.
Oh, no, I'm going to fight till I'm dead. You know that about me. I just occasionally I have that. How can we be so stupid, right, and how does nobody notice it frustration?
The only thing you need to know about TikTok is China doesn't allow it in their country.
Right.
That's the only thing you didn't know. They don't allow. They have a thing called TikTok, but it's nothing like what we have. So it might as well be a different thing.
Right, it's as if Chinese Disneyland was entirely a technical academy. All
right? Right, exactly.
That's the only, it has the same name.
Yeah, and so they don't allow it in China. Why? Well, because it'd be awful for our young people. It'd destroy our country. We're not going to have TikTok in our country. And we put it in the United States. Yeah, you're right. And then we all just allow it. And then Republicans and Democrats can't come together to ban it because, it's kind of working for us. And
they're spreading money around like Santa Claus on steroids, which... Imagine Santa with roid rage. Anyway,
I can if you've seen the Kurt Russell Santa. Which Santa movie is that? God, my kids love that movie.
Bad Santa was Billy Bob Thornton, right?
Right. Whatever one the one is with Kurt Russell, I'm sure we'll be watching it here again in a couple of months.
Is that the horror movie, Santa?
It's not a horror movie. It's got a good message in the end, but it's relatively rough. He gets drunk. Wow. He fights a lot.
Yeah. So I just one more thought, a despairing thought. And I'll tell you going into this that as a patriot, even if we, with all of our efforts, delay the Roman Empire-like end by a year, that'll be worth the efforts. Preserving liberty is worth everything you can pour into it. I believe that to my soul. On the other hand, there are sometimes I think, as I observe the United States and how it functions and how it doesn't function, there are times I feel like it's an overripe fruit. And historically speaking, the path that an overripe empire takes is more or less inevitable. I think that in my more discouraged moments, I admit it.
I think you're absolutely right about that. The Christmas Chronicles is the movie with Kurt Russell as Santa, if you haven't watched it. Very good.
I do not know it. I'm a big fan of the Muppet Christmas Carol. Is it similar?
Before we take a break, did you know they're imploding the Tropicana in Vegas today? One of the most storied hotel resorts where some of the biggest rat pack cool stuff, that mob stuff that ever happened in the history of Vegas, all happened in that hotel, and they're imploding it today because, you know, time marches on.
I wonder if they'll find the bones of mob informers that were buried under the floors and stuff like that.
They'll find the vice.
The walls.
That Joe Pesci put people's heads in.
Forget about it.
I'm surprised it wasn't worth it to renovate it and, you know, make it nostalgic, campy, super popular.
Yeah, retro themed.
Cool. Yeah. I'm surprised, but I'm sure very much smarter people than me looked at
Something tells me the dirt under it is a lot more valuable with some brand new super casino, but
must be. I want to play a little more from Elon and Tucker on a couple of different topics a little bit later as he got into UFOs and government censorship and a whole bunch of things.
I'm sorry. And also, we got that audio of the behind-the-scenes garment-tearing come-to-Jesus meeting at CBS News over the perfectly reasonable interview that we've been talking about.
Cool. I want to hear that. It's all on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Folks, Football season's heating up, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football.
With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all.
Now, the app's really simple to use. You pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money.
Prize Picks even invented the flex play so you can still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit.
And not only that, but Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy app with injury insurance.
On Prize Picks, you can still cash out even if the lineup isn't perfect. If one of your players goes down in the first half, Prize Picks doesn't count it as a loss.
Download the Prize Picks app, use the code Armstrong, and get $50 instantly when you play $5.
That's the code Armstrong on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive that $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. That's Prize Picks.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit where credit is due. Credit for deciding in the middle of rush hour traffic to go back and get their bachelor's and a promotion. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. And credit for serving in the military by day so they can study cybersecurity at night. For over 75 years, we've been helping students receive the credit they deserve. With more than 135 degrees and certificates, students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. At UMGC, you'll find everything, online to hybrid courses, lifetime career services to scholarship opportunities, making your education journey flexible, fast, and affordable. Classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close, and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
New York Times had a hell of an article yesterday about Israel and whether or not they're going to strike Iran's nuclear capabilities, and can they, and whether we're in favor of it or not. Really good stuff. We'll get to that in hour three.
If you don't get hour three, feel free to grab the podcast later, Armstrong and Getty On Demand. Better yet, subscribe. You know, Jack, I'm looking at the clock and I'm looking at the audio, and I just, there's no way we can do this.
And, well, and I don't want to give it short shrift. You can't.
You're right. I'm a quitter. I don't want to give it short shrift. I want to give it good long shrift. We have obtained, through methods that I cannot describe, unless you've been in combat or worked for the CIA, the behind-the-scenes meeting at CBS News where they are freaking out over the fact that they actually engaged in journalism for once, and all the woke staffers are upset about it. And because a conservative actually said something somewhat conservative, they're saying, oh, we need to be unbiased. We were biased. It's unintentionally hilarious. We will also get to that next hour, we promise. It's the whole Ta-Nehisi Coates, Tony DuCoppel controversy, tempest in a teapot, but it's so revealing of the way big media works. It's delicious.
So I mentioned I watched the Elon Musk Tucker Carlson thing yesterday, and Elon, fascinating guy, talking about a whole bunch of different things, just all over the place. I think he does himself harm all the time, but he doesn't care. It's the advantage of having that much money, I guess. Anyway, they got on the topic of UFOs, and Elon might be as well positioned as anyone in the world to speak to this, as he makes the point. With all the satellites he has and the space exploration and the ability to monitor things going on in space and everything like that, he has not seen any evidence of aliens. Why Tucker asked him about this, I don't know, but it seems to be a big thing on the right, correct? That the government's hiding this from us or something?
I am surprised how often I come across that, yeah.
Yeah.
I never spend a second thinking about it.
Me neither. Elon Musk believes that the alleged UFOs seen zipping around the United States are not extraterrestrial life, but more likely the U.S. government's new weapons programs that are highly classified. He has not seen any evidence of aliens using his space exploration technologies company. There's a lot we don't know, Musk admitted, about where life came from, how, you know, why did life come here, why is it in other planets? We don't know that sort of stuff. But he said there are over 6,000 satellites in orbit, and they have not once had to maneuver around an alien spacecraft, for one thing. SpaceX has over 6,300 active Starlink satellites in low Earth orbit, and have seen no evidence of anything like that. While unidentified flying objects are one thing, but there are a bunch of classified programs that are underway, and they are so classified that even at the highest levels, people don't know about them. And he says that's the explanation, which is what I've always assumed.
I was just going to say, I certainly hope it's DARPA doing something cool and futuristic to protect the motherland.
Boy, one thing Elon told a story on there was, for instance, trying to get his internet service going for the hurricane victims like North Carolina and East Tennessee, and how the federal government was blocking him and he couldn't get it done. He got on the phone with Pete Buttigieg. Actually, he tweeted about it on his own Twitter, blaming the federal government for stopping something from getting accomplished. Buttigieg reached out to him because it was, well, maybe just because he's a nice guy. I don't know. I was going to say because they were embarrassed. But anyway, they ended up putting it together, and Buttigieg cleared out the red tape bureaucracy, and Elon was able to immediately get a whole bunch of things done, get some satellites in the air and have Wi-Fi going. But it's just interesting that the government is built in such a way that if somebody efficient, like a private company like Elon, can't get anything done.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, how lovely it would be to have that sort of pull.
Right.
And how frustrating that is. He had to have a cabinet member intercede to stop the government from stopping him helping the people.
Right. You're right. It'd be nice if we all had that sort of power that we could tweet something out and we'd get a response.
There are days I'd like to just take the Constitution to some desert island and start the country again.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, it's Armstrong and Getty here, and as you all know, for Joe and I, our dogs are among our favorite family members.
And we're excited to start adding DinoVite, a 3-in-1 daily supplement to their food.
DinoVite is so confident that you will see results, they will let you try it for free so you have nothing to lose.
Just go to DinoVite.com/radio to try DinoVite for free. That's DinoVite.com/radio. DinoVite.com/radio.
Your life's online. Your personal info shouldn't be. With today's hackers, locking it up isn't enough. Disguise your data with Cloaked. Cloaked identifies and removes data threats, then prevents future threats by generating on-demand aliases to disguise your phone number, email address, even credit card number. Stay online, stay safe, stay Cloaked. Get a free safety check at Cloaked.com to see if your personal info is compromised. That's Cloaked.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.